This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome into the show here on a football Friday. Hope you're having a fantastic day. General at your service, at ease. Here's Brian Broaddus. Jeff Kavanaugh, Lucius Alexander, and along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation. Yeah, G-Bag of the Year coming up at 2:20. We'll conclude with the final six nominees and the voting portion of the award. Get on to at G-Bag Nation now. Follow us because we might need your help determining the champion in the event of a vote-off. Now, it is a Mavs game night. It's a football Friday, but we start the show with exciting news from Jeff Kavanaugh's round of golf this morning. Here he is with the story.
Thank you. Let me tell you.
Saw the highlight on the Golf Channel this morning. That was impressive.
If they were out there, if there was a camera rolling, boy, you'd be watching it today. All right? I'm a bad golfer. Let's start there. My consistent battle is against the number 100. I won the battle today. Fired a 96.
Nice.
And I should have gone home after the first hole. I hit a good drive. Par 5. I hit a good drive. I shanked a 6-iron, barely hit the ball, kind of just petered off to the right into the trees. So I grabbed a 8-iron because I was like, well, I got to go over these trees now, slap this thing as close as I can, you know. Pow, hit the tree, kicked it down. It's like, oh, crap. So drive, shank, shank. Mm. And I step up there, and I'm like, all right, we're 120 out. You can't hit a wedge because of the trees. I got to get up under this. I can't go that high. So I grabbed the 8-iron again, and I just kind of gave her a little nice and easy 8-iron, you know, a little low, just kind of, got to go about 120 here, hoping to run it up there. I hit that 8-iron. It went up there, and I was like, man, that's a pretty good shot. And it hit the green. It bounced once, and then it rolled, and about 4 feet later, that son of a biscuit rolled in the hole.
Lovely.
And I ran out into the fairway. As Dalton Miller's getting ready to shoot, I ran out in the fairway and I, Dalton! Dalton! He's like, whoa, what happened? What happened? And I was like, it went in the hole! It was the greatest golf shot of my life, and it was the greatest moment of my life, if we're being honest.
And, it's the equivalent of a hole in one, man.
It's all downhill from here. It'll never happen again, but for that moment, I realized why we were put on earth. We were put on earth for that golf shot.
I think I've holed out from like 50 yards before, but it didn't even count. It was one of those where I was playing two balls, and I was like, crap, I can't even count it. But it is exhilarating, you know, I can imagine. And you got to actually watch it go in. It didn't like go behind a mound and you had to run up there and check the cup or anything.
No, the hole was a little bit down from where I hit from, and I got to watch the whole thing. Oh, my God, it was sexy.
Beauty.
It was so much better than making love.
I mean, yeah, well. I mean, that's something that will get you going back for more. And a 96, that's a nice round. Now, I am impressed because of how cold and windy it's been that you were even out there. I mean, there was, like, ice on the windshield and 40-mile-an-hour winds at about 45 degrees. I've been out quite a bit today working around, you know, loading up the trailer, getting the ATV pulled in and all cleaned up for Abby.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, been having a lot, and I become a half decent trailer driver. By the way, backing up, moving out, stuff like that, loading stuff up. I can get you taken care of pretty good as long as the load's not that big. But it was chilly out there today, Jeff,
and very windy and gusty. At one point, I hit an 8-iron, and I was like, "Hell yeah, that's gonna be within 5 feet," and it was 25 yards short. Holy crap, this is wild. So it was interesting.
Big day for punt shots, and what do they call those stingers? Stingers off the tee there when you. Move the ball back in your stance a little bit.
Get that driver down to about 7 degrees. Yeah, I can't do that.
Sometimes you do it by accident just because you have a bad swing and it comes out with a low trajectory. And you're like they're like, your buddies are like, man, stinger brought us? No, just bad golf right there. Just bad swing.
All my drives are stingers. It's the only one we got.
Okay, we have four this weekend, four football games, that is. It's a divisional weekend football Friday. We were talking there at the crosstalk with the who we think is going to be the four winners. Your conference championship weekend going into this one. I don't know who to take, really, because I think all the favorites are in really good shape. I am only betting the Rams because it's 6.5 points, and that's a lot, especially when you have a game involving a really, really good defense. So I'm struggling. I'll go with Tom Brady and the Bucs, but then I'm thinking, what the hell are you thinking? They lost 38-3 the last time these two teams got together. So I don't know.
Different Bucs team. It's a different Bucs team, Gavin.
Right?
It's
Tom's doing more 12, you know, and more 11. They're out of a 20. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
I want to pick the Saints to win that game, and I'm going to because I just refuse to pick Tom Brady to win a game. But in my heart of hearts, I believe that Tom Brady and the Bucs are going to win that stupid football game. I believe it's going to happen.
Based on what?
That I don't get the things I want.
Yeah.
Tom does. Yeah, it just doesn't happen for me. It happens for Tom. And I think Drew Brees is more washed than Tom is, unfortunately, at this point. So, I think that – no, I'm not going to say it out loud. No, I'm picking the Saints. I'm picking the Saints because I don't like Tom Brady.
That's a good pick. I mean, they're favored. They won two previous matchups. I guess the winner, whenever you have a divisional matchup like this, they go on to win the third game about two-thirds of the time. So history's in your favor. I think they're a better overall football team. I think Tampa has more weaknesses than the Saints, and the game is in New Orleans. Now, Brian, over there, you picked Cleveland to upset Kansas City. You just went for the gusto
Yeah, I went for the big one. You know, to me – the upset is likely going to be, well, if you believe that Baltimore is a better team than Buffalo, then that might not be an upset to you, but they'll say that going into Orchard Park there would be tough for Baltimore. I think Baltimore's been playing playoff football since about week 13, and you know they're battle-tested. Their quarterback's playing better. Their defense is good. They're well-coached. You know, special teams-wise is very, very good. I mean, they're equipped to go into Buffalo. I think Buffalo – has got just as good personality. So I think that, to me, that Buffalo at home, I think they'll hold serve. I do like the upset. I think Cleveland's one of those teams, it's kind of funny with how they play. You know, they could be really physical with you. And I wonder if you know, the week off for Kansas City helped them, or is it going to take them some time to get going? And I like what Jeff was talking about with long drives and the Browns finding ways to hold the ball and not make any mistakes and then finish drive. So I'm going to go for the big time upset there with Cleveland. I just think they're you know, they're kind of a battle tested when it comes to the way they're built. And then, you know, that's kind of a playoff-looking ready football team to me.
Well, you know, if you can stay close and keep running, you know, it really plays to what Cleveland does best. And Baker Mayfield's been outstanding since Thanksgiving. It's been an up-and-down career, but he's riding a big up right now. I don't know. I look at the Cleveland depth chart here, and I look at those corners, and these guys are going to have really good games. Denzel Ward, Terrence Mitchell. Can you go out there and play well enough to prevent Patrick Mahomes from having that 350-yard game with four or five touchdowns?
It's gonna come down to their front. You know, it's going to come down to, can you get the pressure? You know, and Mahomes, the one thing we know from watching him play all these years is movement in the pocket leads to big plays, him keeping plays alive. Can you get him to the ground before he has the chance to escape? That's going to be on the Browns' front. They've got to win it with that crew. I know it's very cliché-ic to say, but it really is going to come down to them and the ability to get pressure and to get Mahomes down on the ground quickly.
Elsewhere in the world of sports, really not a big Cowboys topic going into the weekend right now. You hearing anything, Bri? Anything sexy?
Coaches are off. We talked about the couple of the coaches that they interviewed for a couple of their different positions. Coaches were off today and will be off all next week. So if any news comes out, it's going to be about they made a decision on a couple of these guys, you know, to bring in on staff. But it's going to be probably a quiet week for the Cowboys when it comes to people being around the star.
It will not be a quiet night for your Dallas Mavericks. They are in action. And whenever they are, now that they're really good, we talk about them every day, a couple, two, three times. So stick around. Mavs fans will be talking about your basketball team as they go into Milwaukee, and they're going to be without their five guys again, same guys that were out a couple nights ago, including Maxi Kleber, who you could really use him to defend Giannis tonight, but he's out. Josh Richardson, Jalen Brunson, Dwight Powell, and Dorian Finney-Smith. So that's tough, and I don't expect a victory in this game, although it's possible. I think their role players proved the other night they can step up. They all had a positive plus-minus in Charlotte. They all played well, held their own, didn't back down. And if you have Luka and Porzingis, I think you can put on enough of an offensive show to keep up with anybody. The amazing thing, you know, last year when these teams got together, the Mavs had the number one offense, the Bucks had the number one defense. Now that's almost flip-flopped, as now the Mavs don't have the number one defense, but they have over the last 2 weeks. And now Mavs fans, it's more, you know, it's like last year was the Don Nelson Warriors, and now it's the Steve Kerr Warriors, because you can break records on offense and defend your ass off. And if that top five number holds, I think the Mavs are going to be holding the Larry O'Brien trophy.
Okay. All right.
I like where you're going with that, General. I really do. You know, I just with the Mavs tonight, what I saw the other night in Charlotte once again gave me encouragement. Even with Porzingis being back in the lineup, you know, we always talk about rim protection. What's the one thing Giannis can do? He's going to take the ball to the rack. And so, you know, that's where it's going to come down to. Can Cauley-Stein, can Porzingis, you know, can they all find ways to continue to play, protect the paint the way they have, get those rebounds, win the 50-50 balls? You know, those are the things that the Mavericks have been able to have some success with during this winning streak. Knock down some more shots, put some pressure on the Bucks to have to play some defense in this game, though. You get those shooters going, though, make it tough for them and lock them down on the other end, though. You know, you got a good chance in this one then.
All righty, G-Bag Nation. That's a 6:30 tip tonight in Milwaukee, by the way, and it's going to be on ESPN, so enjoy that. It appears this weekend we might get our first look at the Big Three Brooklyn Nets, as there's conflicting stories. There's so many reports coming out about what's going on. And
Kyrie's back.
Does Kyrie Irving want to be there? Yes, I guess. He's been out for personal reasons. He's also been out, it was reported today, an NBA-mandated five-day quarantine. So he will forfeit game checks totaling about $860,000 plus fined $50,000 for breaking COVID protocols. Just an insane amount of money, nearly $1 million. I think they're trying to throw the kitchen sink at him, and maybe, you know, send a message to other players like, you got to be real serious about this. And for the love of God, superstars, please stop leaving your basketball team.
like, could you come to work and stuff? Yeah, that'd be cool.
A commitment would be awesome. All of this is expected to be reconciled now over the next 24 hours. As long as he tests negative, he will be playing against the Orlando Magic tomorrow, is the expectations of general manager Sean Marks. So I just want to see him play basketball and either be great and interesting or not. But I hope we at least get to this point where we can see how it might come together basketball-wise. And, you know, if you're looking on the Mavs side of the perspective for everything, this could be incredible. If the Nets don't come together, you're talking about two guys who were leading teams in the West that could have easily blocked the Mavs. The Warriors with KD were. I mean, nobody was winning that thing. He's gone to the Nets. James Harden maybe to the Nets. Could we get any other superstars who you're building teams around that could threaten the Mavs championship? Send them to the Nets as well, and they can just go, you know, they can go AWOL or, you know, complain about every move the organization makes and just have wasted talent. Do they have room for a couple more?
Yeah.
I think it's maxed out, Gavin. Okay. There's a salary cap. I think we're maxed out.
It's too
here.
Bad, man. I'm living it up over here.
Yeah, Kawhi, no room for Kawhi there? Over there, right. The
yeah,
Nets.
Kawhi Leonard. Can we, yeah,
send LeBron.
LeBron. I was thinking the Lakers would not give him up. Maybe the Clips will make some mistake along the way there for
AD.
You. Yeah, somebody. Yeah, help them.
Maybe they'll make us eat all of our words. Maybe Kyrie's just mad that people are freaking out about how he was partying with his sister with a mask off, and you know he's like, screw you guys, I'm gonna, you know, take a little bit of a break. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. But that would be a significant turnaround considering what the track record is. Okay, games involving the Wizards and Cavaliers are joining the growing list of NBA games that are being postponed. We'll talk about Charles Barkley's idea a little bit later on. But, You know, I think Charles and the guys on TNT were brainstorming a little bit because what they're doing, it's not working, right? And it's kind of getting worse right now. Society at large is kind of getting more and more indifferent to it. But maybe pro sports can't follow suit because of the PR hit they would take. Maybe they just have to keep buying their time until the world decides we finally just totally given up on fighting it. But they're in a tough spot right now. You know, they either need to go indifferent or maybe shut things down or go to Charles Barkley's idea, which is, you know, to help facilitate getting the players preferential treatment by getting them all the vaccine. So I don't know what the answer is, though, but that more and more games getting canceled is your headline. We do have some baseball news. Rangers avoid arbitration with Joey Gallo. It's a one-year deal. No other details on that. They also did the same with IKF, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. And we will see. I think this year is a huge year for Joe. You know,
yeah,
that might be the last contract he gets. If you're not good, I don't want the team. I don't want the team doing a deal with him. I don't think that's winning baseball. If you can't hit over, let's call it 220 with 40 homers.
Yeah,
that's
you can't
the line
get nothing
to hit.
You can't get nothing for him, so you're gonna have to do some flippy. You know,
ready to trade him? Would a team want him?
Yeah. I don't know what you would get. I'm just saying that in theory, if you knew that you weren't going to extend him, you'd trade him for whatever you can get, right? And I don't know what that is, but somebody will take that bat.
I think they might even take him for that defense, though, too.
Yeah.
You
know, he's one of the when you read about the, you know, when the general managers talk about the top defensive players around the league, he's always mentioned as a guy in right field, you know, as one of those guys. So maybe somebody will say, listen, we'll take the glove out there, the defense, and we'll hope for the best for the bat and a little pop with power, too.
You know, especially if it's just a one-year contract and you're a contender and you're bringing in Joey Gallo to play right field and hit seventh, and you're like, yeah, go ahead. You know, it's pretty much the end of our lineup. Now, when it comes to building around the guy and Scott Boras asking for $30 or $40 million or something, I think that's a totally different evaluation. I don't know what the Rangers would get. But, yeah, I am more confident now they've turned the page on trying to hold on to things and build towards things in desperation. I think they're going to be much more efficient in how they move on and keep giving other guys chances. And I hope they have no appetite for spending bad money, because that's exactly what that would be, you know. You're talking about giving him cornerstone type of cash and not even an all-star level player. I think that's how things were going with this organization, though, where they wanted to spend enough to keep the fans interested and remain competitive and hit some home runs. And I have my fingers crossed. I think we've seen enough signs this offseason that they're heading much more in a clear, we're rebuilding. And we're not wasting assets. We're saving assets. So when we are actually good, then we can pay for real complete type of baseball players to push this thing over the top. It is time now, though, for the G-Bag of the Year. Here it is. We did half the five-time winners yesterday. We'll give you the other half on the other side right here in the G-Bag Nation. It is time now to crown the 2020 G-Bag of the Year. A total of 12 nominees made it to five-time status and were therefore immortalized in G-Bag Nation history and became eligible for the G-Bag of the Year. Yesterday, we did the first six. We will review those. And then play the remaining six nominees. At the conclusion of that, we will vote. And a 2020 G-Bag of the Year champion will be crowned. Segment is brought to you by Soda. That's state-of-the-art weight loss. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels at 214-333-3333 or go online to truckwreck.com. Yes, sir, Lucius Alexander, the inventor and presenter of the G-Bag of the Day and of the Year. So far, our six nominees, Sea Lion yelling like Tom Hanks, Crosstalk Quarterback Battle, Mike Got Heated. It does not come down to the stats, does it? Matthew McConaughey says Kevin Hart did not invent all right, all right, all right, but he is welcome to use the catchphrase. A dude flipped off a car that was driving erratically. The Connecticut State Trooper chased him down and gave him quite an earful.
Yeah.
Threatened a mouthful and other things. East Coast kid saying, respect the lockdown, ma. What the F?
And it's not an out down. It's an in down.
Yes. And then Bobon's birthday cameo for the bully bully, Zach Wolchuk there from Boban Marjanovic, the Mavs big man right there. So that recaps your top six nominees from yesterday, and now we have the remaining six to go to and until we vote. All right, jump on to at GBag Nation. You're going to want to follow that account. We give you updates on what's coming up. And if you are needed to break the tie here at the end of the GBag of the day or the GBag of the year, you can vote. We'll create an Insta poll for you. All right, nominee number seven for the GBag of the year is our very own Jeff Kavanaugh.
What'd I do?
And Mr. Jones.
What'd I do?
Oh, he could do Jerry a lot better than me. I'm sorry. I just was kind of going at it. But I think this is the...
I got to tell you, Stephen, you know how much family means to me. And ever since I saw that that story where Earl and his brother were real close, I got to tell you, I thought that's my kind of guy right there. So
here we go.
Hey, Lord.
Beautiful. That is absolutely glorious.
That is horrifying.
At the end of the day.
He's perfect. I worked with the man for a long time.
At the end of the day, you know.
G-bag of the day, Jeff Kavanaugh there.
Yes. All right.
Very timely as well with the news once again. It's Earl Thomas's family, unfortunately, back in the news this week. But, yeah, that was last summer where he and his brother had found some ladies that wanted to socialize with them in a very intimate way. And
all together, it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the
twisted. Yeah.
It wasn't twin bedrooms? Like, nah.
I think it was all together.
The hotel room with the twin? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All together. I mean, they probably had slept in the same bath together, you know? I mean,
yeah,
I slept in the
close,
same,
yeah.
Took the same bath together.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, they would stay with it.
Yeah.
You know, you hear about that kind of group activity, and you're like, okay, maybe for me, not for me. But it rarely involves a brother or sister, you know? And I think there's you get some sort of a weird vibe to it.
I'm getting a weird vibe just you talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, not the person you're engaged with, but even being there, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I learned that from Criminal Minds, you know, that great FBI profiler show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The it's very, very rare that deviancy involves a family member. Like, if you got a bad guy and he's looking for a partner to help him, it's very, very rare. So they would almost always rule out family members as accomplices.
Okay.
Just thought I'd pass that along here.
Go ahead, man. Appreciate it, man.
Drop some knowledge for
you.
You got it.
You might put somebody off the suspect list in the family right now.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You're welcome. Sure what the general said the other day? Yeah. He got me out of this.
Yeah, we're
good now. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to draw to the witness stand here, the general from the G-Bag Nation. He'll break this down for you, judge and jury. Nominee number eight in the G-Bag of the year. We have a sugar daddy on our hands, Lucius.
Yeah, it's all about the money, baby.
No. I told her she's smiling.
She wasting her time,
she
baby.
She was like...
Listen, Arnetta would be dead as hell 10 minutes after I put my hand on Arnetta.
Why?
She's too old. She can't cut the mustard.
Come on, girl, please.
I done told you.
Come on now.
Look, baby, I stay in good shape. I eat good. I sleep good. I get plenty of rest. Take all my vitamins.
So what's the average age of the woman that you date?
At least 27, 28.
All right.
30 years old.
Girl, yeah. I don't believe that.
Well,
what the young woman want with an old man?
Money.
Mm. But what about the ones that got money?
Want more money.
No. Oh, Lord. Here you go.
Yeah,
here
jump.
Comes the bankroll.
It's coming.
This
is what make it all happen right there.
If a man want to know how to meet a nice woman, how you meet her?
With this. First damn word come out your mouth, I got money.
Oh. But those not respectable women.
I don't want no respect. I want some ass. Oh. Damn the respect. I want you to break down like a 12-gauge double barrel shotgun and show me what you're working with.
Come on now. Now.
Man, that's even better the second time around. You know, I voted on it 5 times back in June.
God.
But that is outstanding there from our...
Marks on my tally list over here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. It sounded like he was rooting around for his money for about 15 seconds or so. I don't know if this is a fast
mover. Because he had so much damn money. He had to get it all together. Boy, I got money here. I got money there. Which pile of money should I pull from to show this girl I got money?
Well, maybe that is the case. I don't know. I'm just imagining he's around 84 to 86 years old. He's somewhere in there. And I can't imagine him putting a hurting like that on Arnetta, to be honest with you. That's what I'm working. That's what I'm going with.
I take all my vitamins. I sleep good.
Yeah.
She can't cut the mustard.
I turn my hearing aids on. I get my Depends on. I'm hell once I get out on these streets. Arnett is going to be just fine. But, man, 27, 30 years old?
Yeah.
What do you think, guys? Now, obviously, the ideal is to spend all of your remaining years with your soulmate and your wife or fiancé wife, whatever you have, common law marriage. But if it doesn't, you know, go that way, you don't die together in the most romantic of all endings, which way you heading? You know, you looking for true love in the nursing home, or you flashing that cash with the 30-somethings?
I got money.
Science says that literally every age group of man is most attracted to a 22-year-old woman. So leave it at that.
Guilty. You know what? I think we just, I think we don't go for it because we'd be embarrassed or our kids would shame us. Yeah. So we're just like, fine, I'm going to stay home and maybe play golf with the fellas.
I get right, up 37 here to make you comfortable, daughter.
All right, G-Bag of the Year nominee number 9 here for 2020. Dallas Stars went on a hell of a run. Oh. And at the end of the conference finals.
We're not going home, y'all. Oh,
so good.
Of a series, of a game, big goals from Shabby, Kiwi. Danny, suck on those, but I gotta give it to the f***ing Russian machine.
We're not going home!
Man, that sounds so Russian with, like, the glasses cheering in the background and stuff. That sounds so cool. It also kind of sounds like Steve Martin in the Wild and Crazy Guys.
Oh, yes.
That's it. That was
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, yeah. I forgot about that. That was one of the better skits. Him and Dan Aykroyd did that together. Yeah.
Was he born a poor black child in Mississippi or something like that, yeah, Steve that Martin?
That's true as well.
Yeah. That was true as well.
Genius, man.
From the jerk, right?
He was happy he was in the phone book. Bro. He was finally in the phone book, too. Yeah. I'm somebody now. Yeah.
He's had a lot of, you know, I thought Steve Martin was just brilliant, you know, as a comedian and an actor and all that. Some absolutely genius stuff came out of there.
My Blue Heaven?
I don't know that? My Blue Heaven.
It's like a mobster hanging out in like some weird suburb, and he's trying not to be a mobster anymore. It's like, he's kind of snitched.
That sounds terrific.
I think he snitched or something like that, and his old lady left him. Oh, y'all got to see it, right?
It's like Ray Liotta's in there.
Oh, man.
Rick Moranis, that looks
great.
It's
great.
All right, Dallas Stars in the locker room. Hudobin, we're not going home. Cut number 10. This might have generated the most discussion throughout the year in the G-Bag of the Day, the most reaction to the fan text. This gal out in Lubbock quit her job at Walmart on the PA system.
Attention, all Walmart shoppers, associates, and managers. My name is Shauna from Cap 2, and I just want to come on here and say Henry is a racist, stinky Giovanna is racist. Elias is a of a manager. This company fires black associates for no reason. This company treats their employees like especially Cap 2. Jimmy from Sporting Goods. Joseph the cashier. Larry from Garden Center.
Don't say my
name. You are all perverts. And I hope you don't talk to your daughters the way you talk to me.
They probably don't.
Shout out to Ariel. Love you for getting me this job a year ago when I needed it most. F*** the managers. F*** this company. F*** this position. F*** that big lazy Chris Price. I f***ing quit. I'm out.
Chris Price.
Good old Chris Price.
I gotta see a photo of Chris Price. You big lazy.
Her what friend put her employed. Good name on the line to get her hired, and then she put her out there at the end like
don't
that.
Don't shout me out on your tantrums, bro, please.
And she is not all that creeped out by Larry in the Garden Center, by the way. No. He got a giggle while she was talking about him being a perv, but the other guys were pervs.
Yeah, there's part of her that likes those jokes.
Hold on, let's go back to everybody that needs to hear this message. Everybody that needs to hear this message is...
Attention, all Walmart shoppers, associates, and managers.
Was that her opening up a piece of paper like she had notes?
She was going at it.
Yeah, this ain't a freestyle, man. Yeah. I thought about this.
I wanted to make sure I got everything in here that needs to be said. I didn't want to forget something.
God dog it, that's hilarious.
You guys ever quit a job like that? You ever have a real job, Brian? You ever have one that you really wanted to leave?
Shots fired.
You had a real job.
Shots fired, bro.
It's just football life and broadcasting.
Yeah, that's pretty much me. I helped build the TGI Fridays in Baton Rouge one time. I'll tell you this, though. They fired everybody on the job but me. And they brought in a whole new crew, and I felt terrible. I was a It was a job that LSU had got me as a summer job for, you know, for athletes.
Oh, yeah.
They we were slow on the project, and they brought us all in and fired everybody on the crew but me. And I felt like the girl who got mentioned at Walmart. I'm looking around like, guys, I'm just doing this for a summer job. I'm not. This is not
You're
a full-time.
Listen, I'm on the football team. Yeah, That's why they won't fire me.
Yeah,
I didn't snitch. I promise.
I promise. And everybody was looking at me. All these other guys had, you know, families and stuff. I felt terrible. I really, really did. But, man, I mean, it happened. Yeah, it happened.
That was the first time everybody at work hated you?
Oh, no. Before that, people have hated me. I have a long history of being hated. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Somehow I doubt that, but I enjoy the entertaining
Dawson
narrative.
Dawson don't want to believe it. I don't know.
I don't believe it.
I don't get it.
Bride's always been super likable to me. Cut number 11 here, G-Bag of the Year. Lex Corp featuring Fat Pep.
Lucius, what is he doing?
That's what he does.
I'm an honest man.
No, he's not.
No, you don't realize he insulted you until like 2 weeks later.
Oh, he does. That's the same. Yeah. Hey, he's one of the best teammates I've ever had, but I hate his guts. You know how that goes.
You sit on the toilet like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you would get some praise and a slap in the face at the same time.
No, yeah, I agree. He'll say stuff like, he'll be like, you know, Brian, you know, he's an incredible teammate. You know, he smells and he doesn't make good points all the time, but he's really nice to people, and I really like that guy.
Yeah, but I love him. You know, don't like him. I do love him. Yeah. You know, he's one of God's creatures.
I like him, but I wouldn't go to dinner with the guy, you know, that kind of thing. Unless he was buying, of course. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay, we got LexCorp featuring Fat Pimp with the G-Bag Nation intro.
Oh,
couple.
Yeah.
6 weeks or so ago, they dropped it, and it was amazing, so it won 5 times.
Welcome to the Nation.
G-Bag Nation. Shout out to them Tolos who never change the station. Yeah. Keep it locked on that 105.3. Might get some scouting game from my brother Brian B. Jeffrey time, and he ain't gonna play around. Lucius in his pimp coat trying to keep the Gators down. Gavin Dawson is the general, salute and keep it clear. I'm trying to win the G-Bag of the Year, so welcome to the Nation.
Wow. Welcome to the Nation. Shout out to the Tolos that never change the station. I love that. And we might have to open up the show with that.
That's
a little
what
bit.
I'm saying. Like, yeah. Yeah. Start throwing that in the mix. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's got to get thrown in the mix.
Yes, sir. That would be fun. All righty. There is our 11th nominee here. We're approaching the vote.
Hold on. I got one more.
Okay.
I forgot. You weren't on vacation when this won 5 times, but it did start in 2020. And it's that darn teacher fart. The teacher fart won't go away. Teacher was trying to teach on Zoom, which I see my son do this all the time. I had to kick his little foot this morning. I was like, hey, wake up. You're at school. anyway, teacher was on Zoom. She farted.
Most of us are here, so if you want to pull out your Journeys book.
Bro. Ooh. Push, honey.
Come on. What was that?
He said push.
Well, what? I think she farted.
Push.
Was that you? That was a big one.
Yeah, man, that's great.
That's not
second graders or something like that, just cracking up. Oh,
that
I love it.
Was a big one.
Wow, that's a sensitive mic there.
Yeah,
I want to get a different product. All right, teacher fart. That's well deserving of 5 times. I love that cut. And how about G-Bag Nation tearing up families as the final nominee in the G-Bag of the Year?
I don't just think we need to move on from that. I think that's my own.
No, you think that because of the G-Bag Nation voice. And that's ridiculous because you loved him. Why are you looking at me like that?
You're saying this isn't my own opinion.
It isn't. I never heard you say anything like this until I heard the stupid radio guys say that.
Let that sit for a minute.
Well, I just think that there's other options out there and we can explore other options.
Yeah. I don't know, babe.
So you don't have a valid argument to why to keep that.
You loved him whenever he was hurt and he got hurt. You said that they should have paid him and they didn't pay him.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Just he argues in circles. I love that.
All righty, our 13 nominees now. In the interest of time, it is time to vote. Quick recap here. Sea Lion, Mike Heated in Crosstalk, Matthew McConaughey, Dude Flipped Off the Car, East Coast Kid, Respect the Lockdown, Boban's Birthday Cameo, Jeff's Mr. Jones, Sugar Daddy, Dallas Stars, we're not going home. Lady Quitter Walmart job. Fat Pimp with LexCorp. G-Bag Nation tearing up families or teacher fart. I'm undecided. Can somebody else cast a vote, please? Does anybody know who you're voting for?
Yeah, whoever knows.
I'm prepared. I'm going to vote for Anton Hudobin and the Dallas Stars taking us to a Stanley Cup final, and we're not going home.
Brian.
I'm going to go with the Fat Pimp here.
Oh!
I think it's just Fat Pimp, not the.
Just the Fat Pimp.
No, yeah. The Fat Pimp sounds beautiful, right?
Yeah, the Fat Pimp.
All right.
Like Mr. Pimp, when you see him, meet him. Hey, hello. Yeah. How you doing, Mr. Pimp?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take the burden of casting the final vote off my shoulders and vote for Jeff Kavanaugh's Mr. Jones with an incredibly timely family joke regarding the Earl Thomas situation. It's a three-way tie at one, Lucius. Who you going with?
Sugar Daddy.
Oh.
We're tied at one, and we go to Twitter for the final votes that will decide it at G-Bag Nation. We're going to cast. We're going to put up an Insta poll. You'll be voting over the break. We'll announce the winner tomorrow at 2:20. Let's do that. Listen, announce the winner tomorrow at 2:20. On the other side, Brian brought us in his daily content.
Monday
we'll
at 2:20,
sir.
Right?
Monday at 2:20.
No, we're going to call in tomorrow. And
that's cool.
It's going to be great.
Chris Arnold's on, probably.
We'll announce the winner Monday at 2:20. Brian brought us in his daily content next. Where are we going, sir?
General, it's Friday. That means it's sports mix time. We'll do that next.
Okay, we just got to a vote off in the G-Bag of the Year. Got on to at G-Bag Nation and vote. Now, Monday's a holiday show, so we're not going to be in. At least most of us will not. We'll be back Tuesday at 2:20. So there will be 3 days of voting, and you can get on to at G-Bag Nation. Here's Brian Broaddus in his daily content.
Thank you very much, and I will be part of that Monday show, so I hope you give us listen. I'm with the Nosebleed guys, so should be a lot of fun with those cats. Yeah. Okay, here we go. We got the sports mix. It's going to be the NFL playoff edition of divisional rounds. I'm going to start this one with Jeffrey Kavanaugh.
Yes!
Jeffrey,
huh?
Need a bigger game from Donald or Ramsey?
Ramsey. Ramsey against Devontae Adams. It's really awesome because that game is literally number one offense versus number one defense. And the Packers are number one in pass block win rate and run block win rate. So something's got to give on one versus one. And I think that something is that Jalen Ramsey's got to be able to limit Devontae Adams or they're dead in the water. I'm going to go Jalen Ramsey.
General.
I think Jalen Ramsey's going to get the best of them too. I think Green Bay is, in a little bit of trouble here as far as being able to execute what they do offensively. I don't think Rodgers is going to have a lot of time, so I think this is going to be one that you're going to have to win a little bit more ugly than Packers fans have been used to this year.
I like that a lot. I think that was a tough one for me. I think they got to be able to find a way to get Adams taken care of in this game. But the guy can do it. I also feel like Donald's got to affect the pocket.
Aren't they also going to be able to get him some help?
Yeah.
So you're looking at Jalen plus a little help plus the Rams front.
Yeah.
Hey, I believe in Aaron Rodgers. And I think they're going to win. I just don't think it'll be easy.
Well, then okay, it leads me to this question. This is their defense is going to have to win this game. Cleveland or the Rams?
I'll go Cleveland on that one.
Yeah. Gosh, I'll go Rams on that one.
Reasons given, please, gentlemen.
Well, I'm not a huge believer in the Browns' ability to get into a shootout and win against Patrick Mahomes. You could get in the shootout, but you're going to end up losing by 4 to 8 points. I do think that's the way to do it, is win a game in the 20s. It's a closer game. You're running. Your defense gets off the field a couple of times and turns Mahomes over once in the second half, and you figure out how to win like 25-24.
I think Cleveland, because they can score, because that offense is playing pretty darn well, that they can get away with an okay. Like, to me, the biggest issue is Goff with a broken thumb versus Rodgers. And not that Baker versus Mahomes is a great matchup if you're on the Baker side, but I think that Rams defense, you've got to really limit Green Bay. Because if Green Bay gets to 30, how are the Rams getting there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If Kansas City gets to 30, Cleveland could get to 30. Now, 40, we got problems. But I think the Rams with Goff in the thumb and going against that team, you've probably got to hold them to 24. And that ain't easy.
Yeah, I'm torn on this one because I feel like, though, that I think you make an excellent point about Cleveland's ability to score, and I don't think the Rams have that kind of ability. And I feel like, though, but you're playing against one of the, well, the best quarterback in the league, right? Don't we all believe with Mahomes?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Rodgers has been the best quarterback this year.
Yeah. And that's a tough one for me. I'm
not pick one. Off the fence, sir.
I think I'm going to have the Rams. I think I'm going to have the Rams play out of their minds on defense to win that football game. Okay. Will Brady or Breeze have a better stat line than Mahomes at the end of the day? Will Brady or Breeze have a better stat line than Mahomes after these games are played?
I'll say no, because I actually do think that Cleveland's going to score enough that Kansas City's going to have to go be what they are offensively and go put up the numbers. And I could see Tampa and New Orleans actually being lower scoring. I could see that being a game that's played in the 20s, mid-20s. And I could see the Chiefs having to score over 30. So I will say no. Mahomes will outstat both of them.
So you're giving me Mahomes against two. Yeah, I think you could have a blowout situation in the NFC game where the losing quarterback hadn't turned it over and somehow he ends up with 460 yards, but he spent most of the second half down 15, 25 points.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could happen. A team could come out and put on a show. You know, Tom could put on a show. Drew could put on a show. So I have two chances, and I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to have a bad box score, but, you know, and he rarely does. I don't know if he ever has. But he could just go out there and play average and win somewhat comfortably. But if you look at the two guys' stats over there and give me two chances to find it, I'll take those.
Yeah, I think that Kansas City's capable of just outright, with Mahomes not having to play great, win that game. I think Brady or Breeze is going to have to play great in their game to win.
Well, we're going to have to work out what you think is going to happen this weekend, Brian, because you put in the call for Cleveland to win, and then you just said that Kansas City might
not have to play great
to win.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, I do think, like I say, with Mahomes, I just to that question. I'm for Cleveland. I'm pulling
keep
for
my eye on you.
Yeah, I'm pulling for Cleveland. Trust me, I'm pulling for Cleveland on this one. Okay. You guys don't call me out like that. This is my time to shine, not yours.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that.
You guys give me 10, 12 minutes of the show. I'll take
there
it.
You go.
You know? All right, General.
Yeah.
The team that had the bye that I'm most worried about, Kansas City or Green Bay?
Green Bay. Yeah. Green Bay's been really good for a decade now, and they haven't been able to get back to it. So. Yeah, Green Bay is always the team that's like, hey, you know, look at them. They could do it, and they don't. You know, I think with Kansas City last year, they proved they've shaken that off for now. They can win the big game. So, for sure, you know, I think you're trying to manufacture concern with Kansas City, Brian. I got my eye on you as well.
Look at that. Two eyes on you.
Yeah,
one of each of us.
Yeah,
just
okay.
One.
Yeah.
I will go Green Bay. Only because I think it's a tough choice, because I think both of those coaching staffs, Matt LaFleur and Andy Reid, if you give them, you know, just time off and rest time, I'm not worried that their teams are necessarily going to come out flat. I will just defer to, I believe in Andy Reid, he's more proven than LaFleur, but I think both of them will do a good job of keeping their teams ready to go and just using that extra time to have more to throw at you. But I will defer to Andy Reid. So I'll say I'm more worried about Green Bay.
Okay. Legacy Super Bowl win needed. Rodgers or Breeze?
Golly. They both have one. They're both all-timers.
I think two's the bigger need. Two puts you in a different category.
But they're both going for two.
Yeah, they're both. Which one needs it more?
That's what I wonder. Like, who is considered?
Tom has two.
No.
Rodgers or Breeze?
Rodgers and Breeze.
I misheard it. That's my bad.
No problem.
You should have your eye on me.
Yeah, we got an eye on you. Who's considered the better quarterback historically? Like, Breeze has the numbers, but I think in my brain, I would say Rodgers is the better quarterback. So I'll say Rodgers needs it.
I'll say Breeze needs it because he's going to retire. Nailed it.
That was a better answer.
This is his last shot.
Golly! I got an eye on me now.
I recovered.
Golly, big time eye on me.
Good answer.
I think it's actually Breeze as well. I think even though he's got all those numbers, I think people see Rodgers as being one of the all-time greats, no matter what. Okay. If stadiums were allowed to be at full capacity and there was no threat of COVID spread, which would you like to see a playoff game at? Buffalo, Green Bay, Kansas City, or New Orleans? The stadiums are allowed to be full. There's no threat of COVID to you. Which place would you like to see a playoff game at? Buffalo, Green Bay, Kansas City, or New Orleans?
If you're talking about the entirety of the trip, New Orleans. But if we're just talking about the game, I'll put New Orleans last. Green Bay, Buffalo, what was the other one?
Kansas City.
God, those are all really good environments. I'll defer to Lambeau in this case, just because it's Lambeau. But Kansas City is insane.
It is insane.
Insane.
It is.
And Buffalo's got the Buffalo fans.
The Buffalo fans are unique, too.
I've never been to Lambeau, so I'm going to say Lambeau.
I don't like it loud unless it's the team I'm pulling for. I'm not going to be pulling that hard for the Chiefs.
Which one's going to be quiet?
Yes, New Orleans not going to be quiet, and I don't like domes. But Buffalo and Green Bay might be cold. I don't like cold.
Yeah.
Kansas City ain't going to be warm either.
It's not going to be warm. Yeah, it might be New Orleans just for the heat. But if you can give me anything over 40 degrees, I really want to do Lambeau. And if it's under 30 but snowing, I'll do Lambeau. That would be an epic experience.
Can I fire one more at you real quick and make it just the name, if you would, please? Bigger for his team, Diggs or Adams?
Golly, Diggs.
Adams.
Okay.
He's right, Adams.
Thank you, Jeff.
Because Aaron Rodgers isn't going to run. Like, Josh can run, and he's got a legitimate second option. So he was right. Gavin wins.
Yeah, boom.
Thank
there
you,
Jim.
Appreciate you guys.
Brian brought us in his sports mix every Friday at 2:40 right here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, we're coming up on the 3 o'clock hour. And a reminder, G-Bag of the Year has gone to a Tolo national vote at G-Bag Nation. There's 4 finalists. So jump on there, vote over the weekend. We're going to let this poll go for a while, and we'll get a winner announced on a Tuesday at 2:20. Division round preview, and the reason I am retreating from a prediction of Mavs victory is next in the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!